What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Guess what, Mango?
What's that, Will?
So Gabe shared this fact the other day with me, and it made me happy, so I wanted to share this. Did you know that there are more public libraries in the U.S. than there are Starbucks?
Mm-mm.
This seemed baffling to me, but there are 17,566 when you include their branches. There was another study done by Pew Research Center that found that 53% of millennials say they used a public library or a bookmobile in the previous 12 months. And, you know, you compare this to other generations, only 45% of Gen Xers, 43% of baby boomers. So you actually have millennials going to libraries more than others. Isn't this a little bit heartwarming?
I love that, yeah.
I mean, I like this. And, you know, part of this is because millennials use libraries now for other reasons. You have them going to use the internet access, or you have people going to take part in literacy programs for young children. They have meeting spaces. There was also something I was reading about, these technology petting zoos.
What?
And they provide opportunities for people to explore, you know, 3D printers and to try out some other gadgets there. But I still thought this was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty hopeful.
You know, it feels like we're just bombarded with negative news sometimes. You know, in fact, the other day's eclipse, I thought it was not just fun because it was an incredible event, but, you know, it also gave us a moment to focus on something we could all agree was pretty amazing, you know, besides those anti-eclipsers.
Wait, there are anti-eclipsers?
Well, I don't know, but I'm sure there are. I'm just going to assume that there are. But, you know, and I'm not suggesting that we shouldn't pay attention to the news. I mean, there are obviously very important things going on, and we should all be paying attention and finding ways to do our part in making our communities and our country and our world better places. But it's easy to go down these rabbit holes in reading about negative or tense news, and sometimes you just need a reason to smile. We thought it'd be fun to share a few facts that made us smile. So let's get started. Hey there, podcast listeners. Welcome to Part-Time Genius. I'm Will Pearson, and as always, I'm joined by my good friend Mangesh Hatikader. And Tristan McNeil, the king of all producers in the land, is here, so we get to record an episode. But we've also got a special guest. You've probably heard us mention our brilliant researcher, Gabe Lousier. Well, he's here in studio with us today. What a special treat, and welcome, Gabe.
Hey, thanks, guys. Happy to be here.
All right. Well, we're doing something a little different today as a bonus episode. And, you know, in our brainstorm meetings, we're always throwing around ideas for episodes, but we tend to also just throw out facts we've learned recently. And many of them bring a chuckle to the room or just a smile to the room. So I thought it'd be fun to challenge these guys with a little fact off and give it a bit of a twist. So each of us had to bring three facts to the table, and the facts have to be in these three categories. You ready? Category number one, a fact about an animal, because obviously everybody loves animal facts.
Sure, sure.
Two, a fact about something fun people do. This one's kind of broad. This is just because I found a fun fact and decided to make it a category. And three, a heartwarming fact. Okay. So you guys ready? Mango, did you play by the rules and come up with these?
Always.
Okay. Good. Good. All right. Well, let's start with animal facts. And Gabe, since you are our special guest today, why don't you throw out a fun animal fact for us?
Okay. So this is a fact that's stuck with me for a long time now, and it just never gets old. Dairy cows increase their milk production by 3% when listening to slower songs like Everybody Hurts by R.E.M. So in 2001, a pair of British researchers found that stress can inhibit the release of oxytocin, which is a hormone that's crucial to the milk-making process.
Right.
So their solution was to set the mood with a little soft music. In addition to R.E.M., the cows were also soothed by Simon and Garfunkel's Bridge Over Troubled Water.
I get it. That makes sense.
And Moon River by Danny Williams. And also the symphonies of Beethoven and Mozart. So pretty highbrow cows.
I'd say.
I love that scene of just like aroma candles and, boomboxes like
set
Mozart.
Oh, and to give a little update on this one, in 2012, the British Columbia Dairy Association affirmed the theory of music's positive effects on milk production by hosting a Music Makes More Milk contest.
Oh, nice.
It was this national campaign that encouraged the public to compose and submit their own songs to help dairy cows unwind. And the best part was that the cows themselves were the judges. So a jury made up of 5 Holstein cows listened to the 5 top songs during a milking session, and the winner was chosen based on how much milk it caused the cows to produce.
Wow, and did you find out who the winner was?
Yeah, it was this relaxing little ditty called A Moo Down Milk Lane.
Is that a real song? I haven't heard of that. That's pretty good for your first fact ever presented on Part-Time Genius. That's a hard one to top.
I feel like Gabe's an overachiever. He came super
prepared.
I had
to step it up, guys.
I'm regretting this now. All right, Mango, why don't you take the second fact?
Well, it's hard to follow that, but I actually also have a cow fact, and this is that cows have best friends. And according to a study from Northampton University, when cows are placed in a pen with their BBFs, which is their best bovine friends, their heart rate and anxiety went down and milk yields went up.
Nice. Oh. I think you get a bonus point for using BBFs. I thought you just messed up. That's best bovine friends. That's pretty good. I'm a little disappointed in myself because I didn't come with a cow fact. I didn't know you guys were conspiring on this one, but I have a squirrel fact. Okay. All right. According to an old Purdue study, gray squirrels' faulty memories are great for the earth. Every year, millions of trees grow thanks to squirrels forgetting where they buried their nuts. See?
Nice.
We can thank the stupid animals too. This is great. All right. So good ones first. All right. Good job on those. Let's see what our next category is. All right. Fun stuff people do. Mango, you want to go first on this one?
Yeah. And because I'm not great at following rules, I didn't just do a fun fact. I did a fun animal fact.
Great. Thanks.
There's a place in Rainier, Oregon, where you can actually have a sleepover with sloths.
Oh, wow.
It's the Zoological Wildlife Conservation Center, and it offers guests the chance to stay overnight in the sloth habitat, provided you can abide by the rules. And the rule number one is this no talking policy. Apparently, the sloths don't want to be disturbed.
So the whole time you're there, you can't talk. Is that right?
No, you can't. Wow. But the sloth sleepover begins at 8 p.m. on Saturdays and lasts to about 7:30 a.m. It's a little pricey at $300 per person, but it does come with a sweet t-shirt that says, I slept with a sloth.
It's worth the price right there.
And if you really want the sloths to yourself, you can actually book a private stay and pay for all the 8 spots there.
Wow.
Creepy.
That's pretty cool. I can't believe I've never heard of this. We've known so many like sloth, passionate sloth people over the years. So that's pretty good. All right. Gabe, you want to try to top that one?
So there's this town in southern Japan that has an awesome preschool building that features an open-air courtyard that collects rainwater into this enormous, completely clean puddle for the kids to splash around in. So rather than keeping the kids indoors when it's raining, the preschool encourages them to let their hair down and get their feet wet.
Oh,
I love
that.
Like a giant splash pad. That's so great.
That's awesome. I know my kids would love that. That's a good one, Gabe. All right, well, I'll go next. So let's go back to 1914 for this one. This is when all alcohol was banned aboard U.S. naval ships. And so how can you appease boatloads of sailors when booze is off the menu? Well, you give them ice cream, of course. And that's exactly what the Navy did. So they got a refrigerated concrete barge, and they used it as this makeshift floating ice cream parlor. How crazy is this? So the barge was towed all around the Pacific, distributing tons of ice cream to smaller ships. You know, these are the ones that lack the means to make their own ice cream. I don't know why they were built without that ability. But according to the Navy, the barge could produce 10 gallons of ice cream every 7 minutes and was capable of storing up to 2,000 gallons of it. The program cost the Navy over $1 million, but any sailor from the era, well, they'd tell you it was money well spent.
That's so crazy. I feel like I know so many ice cream facts, and somehow I don't know that one.
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
It's a pretty good one. I made it up. So. No, it's actually true. All right. Finally, the category heartwarming. Let's see what we can do. And I don't think I've gone first yet, so I'll take this one. So every year, Choctaw Indians are invited to march in the St. Patrick's Day parades in Ireland because in 1847, during the Irish famine, the Choctaw raised about $170, and they sent it to Ireland to give the people relief. Now, at the time, the Trail of Tears loomed large in the Choctaw's mind, and the money was of no small amount. I mean, this is about, I think, about $20,000 in today's currency. And today, there's even a sculpture in Cork called Kindred Spirits, and it commemorates the Choctaw's generosity.
I love that.
Wow. How warm are your hearts right now?
Pretty warm.
So warm.
Very cozy.
I knew it. Yeah.
Probably see a doctor.
All right, Gabe, why don't you take the next one?
Okay, yeah. So this is a quick one, but the mayors of Carthage and Rome signed an official peace treaty in 1985, only 2,000 years after the end of the Punic Wars. So, you know, better late than never.
I'm glad they took care of that. I was worried war was going to break out again. So. All right, Mango, you want to close us out with your last fact?
Yeah. I love that you guys did such heartwarming facts, and I've got one too. So this is, according to the Motley Fool, Taco Bell has twice tried to enter the Mexican market. They made a push to run for the border in 1992 and ended up closing all their restaurants in 2 years. And then they tried again in 2007 when they added French fries to the menu, and they called the food American food, which also didn't work. But my favorite Taco Bell fact is that the franchise started out selling hot dogs, meaning they could have been called Hot Dog Bell.
Is that true? They really could have. Yeah. That's crazy. Wow. Well, Mango, I love that fact, but I'm not sure if you noticed the last category was supposed to be called a heartwarming. Is that a heartwarming fact?
I think I misheard you. I thought you said heartburning
fact. Oh, a heartburning fact. Okay, I get it. Well, it is a funny fact, but I do have to say, because Gabe is consistently making us all smarter and is our special guest today, I think I vote to give him the Fact Off trophy. What do you think, Mango?
Yeah, I'd make that vote as well.
Congratulations. So.
Thanks, guys.
speech.
I have so many people I need to thank. Yeah.
So for all you out there, if there's a fact that makes you smile, please share it with us. You can reach us at parttimegenius@howstuffworks.com or find us on Facebook or Twitter or call us on the Fact Hotline at 1-844-PT-GENIUS.
We've had a lot of fun hearing from people on the Fact Hotline, so keep those calls coming. We'll be back on Wednesday and Friday with regular episodes. I hope you've enjoyed our sometimes stupid but always fun facts, and thanks for listening.
Okay, so where's my trophy?
Thanks again for listening. Part-Time Genius is a production of How Stuff Works and wouldn't be possible without several brilliant people who do the important things we couldn't even begin to understand.
Tristan McNeil does the editing thing.
Noel Brown made the theme song and does the mixy-mixy sound thing.
Jerry Rowland does the exec producer thing.
Gabe Luzier is our lead researcher with support from the research army, including Austin Thompson, Nolan Brown, and Lucas Adams.
And Eves Jeffcoat gets the show to your ears. Good job, Eves.
If you like what you heard, we hope you'll subscribe. And if you really, really like what you've heard, maybe you could leave a good review for us.
Did we forget Jason?
Jason who?
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.